You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Canopy Group would like to thank State Farm, American Family, and Liberty Mutual for all of their future ads. These ads are delivered every 6 months to your mailbox via your insurance bill. These companies' insurance premiums are increasing disproportionately to the market. The sad news is your agent cannot do anything about it. Your agent has no options. So when you go to your mailbox and open your six-month policy that has yet another significant premium increase, do not panic. Think the Canopy Group. We have 16 different options for you, not just the one you have had all these years. You deserve options. The Canopy Group only offers annual policies. That limits the insurance company's ability to increase your premium to once a year rather than twice a year like most companies. Coming soon, another six-month policy increase for you. Remember, don't panic. Contact the Canopy Group at 800-967-3389 or at the Canopy group.com. Get those options.
Always fun, crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
All right, Patrick, Saturday night, your Twitter account, very, very late, declared Saturday's Twins loss to the Angels to be the worst of the year in a season which have featured a lot of spectacular defeats.
I did not rush to judgment.
No?
I did not. I tweeted it out Sunday morning.
Okay.
I contemplated.
Mm-hmm.
I contemplated this. When you combine the fact that the dead-ass Angels had no interest, they got shut out on Friday. They were shut out for seven innings. Otani hit a home run. He's allowed to do that. Beyond that, and you're facing the bottom of the order with your new closer against this team. And you've also, by the way, gone 0-for-14 with runners in scoring position, right?
Very impressive,
They got, what, a home run and then two infield outs or two sacrifice fly and a ground ball. Scored a 12-foot ground ball.
Yep.
Scored the three runs. You combine that all with the dumbest pitch selection I have ever seen in my life. I don't know if they're letting... Now we know why the Yankees hated Sanchez. If they're letting him call those pitches and nobody's shaking him off. You are 0-2 on Max Stassi to end the game, and you end up walking him on two changeups. You don't have to fool Max Stassi. You want to throw him a 97-mile-an-hour sinker and let him strike out. That was the worst thing. And then the hitter that won the game for him, or the kid that hit the triple that was almost inside the park home run.
Yep.
He's hitting like 12.
Yes.
You know, he's hitting zero. Go after him. They started getting cute with him, too.
Yep.
What is wrong with you? Go after these guys. I talked to Rocco when he got him. He says he's got a 97-mile-an-hour, and it's a true sinker. Throw it. Throw it when the game's on the line to bad hitters. You don't have to fool bad hitters. Throw them all over the plate, you dumb jackasses. And the pitch selection was just unbelievable. I think we've had some really horrible teams.
Yes.
Right?
Oh,
Twins,
God, yeah.
But,
yep.
But you knew they were horrible.
Right.
I think I hate this team more than any in 62 years.
Wow.
I mean, there is bad teams, okay. But stupid teams. There was teams that were too bad to be stupid. You didn't know if they were stupid or not. They were just bad, right?
Yeah.
This team, God almighty, how they figure out ways to lose. And you're playing, now you're facing another left. They can't hit left-handers to save their lives, right?
Right.
You're facing another one, and you don't play Urshela yesterday. You got him on the on-deck circle when the game ends because you want to play Miranda, and then you DH Buxton. Well, don't play Polanco against the lefty. He's hitting 12. He hasn't got a hit off a lefty in 2 months. Don't play him. Play Arise at second, Miranda. I hate him at first, but play him at first and Urshela at third. You got to have a – Urshela's one of your best left-handed, right-handed hitters. But hey, they're dumb. They're dumb. They're a dumb baseball team that is – people are saying, I can't believe they hung in there. They had no choice. They were made to hang in there. They had
That's so true.
Until the last 2 weeks, they didn't have anybody chasing them. That's why they were doing okay. I hate them. I can't stand them. They drive me nuts. Now, it could be that I'm an old man and I'm getting grumpier in my old age. That could be it. But it's not a big revolt against modern baseball theories either. It's just common sense.
Yes, that's what I said today.
Dylan Bundy, you don't have to take him out when he's going to the third time of the order against the Angels. If he's going to the order third time against the order against a team that can hit, yes. But you don't have to do it with the Angels because he's throwing well and they're the Angels. And Trout isn't playing, which means they got one guy to worry about.
Can we talk about Nick Gordon's dive?
Well, Perky was kind of, and he usually doesn't make terrible looks. He hasn't been converted yet into a complete homer, but he wondered if he had another way of getting to it. If he could have cut it off.
I heard that.
I don't know. Is that true? I don't know. If you don't dive...
It occurred to me that diving was not the smartest thing in that case.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, the only thing I can say about Nick Gordon in left field is I'd rather see him there than a shortstop or center field. But how they maneuver themselves into these situations...
Yes. What? That's exactly what I was talking about.
You're ahead, right? So why are we pinch hitting, you know... Who could have
Beckham
imagined...
for Cave.
Yeah. Beckham for King.
And you kept getting weaker, too. So, yeah. Celestino is, I think, pretty good.
Okay outfielder.
Okay. And then you go to diving Jake, which I don't love, but I'm still not offended. And then Beckham pinch hits for Cave, and you end up late game with Nick Gordon in left field, which should never happen late game.
Well, they might have been center a few times.
No, too, I know, but as a defensive replacement, what I'm saying is don't paint yourself into that
corner.
Why
were they shuffling players when they're comfortably, they got their big guys coming in to pitch the ninth, Tim Beckham hadn't been in the big league since 18, number one overall draft choice. And you were, he was hitting 400 in St. Paul. And you said, I wonder. Well, now we know why. He's not a big league player anymore. And so what are you running him up there for? Just strategically, it's a mess over there. I'm not blaming it all on Rocco either. I think it's pounded into his head that there's a 900 OPS against Dylan Bundy. Third time through the order. Doesn't have anything to do with the Angels. You know, the Angels' OPS third time through the order is 56. You know, they stink. They have sold their souls to pregame planning.
Yes, they have.
They have sold their souls to pregame planning. It's not analytics. It's pregame. The game plan... This is not football. It is baseball. You don't have a pregame plan. You look and say, that guy's throwing pretty good. I'm going to run him out there another inning. And, this isn't going to last very long. I better get somebody ready. I mean, I don't know. They're not going to be .500, and they're going to finish third. And Kansas City will come in here and beat them 2 out of 3 because Kansas City's got better arms than they do and younger players with some talent and more life. You know what? The shortstop. Give me a run to first base, will you? I like a guy that runs to first base. Have you noticed that?
No, I've not at all.
When he's out, he's slow. He makes sure he's out.
I've not noticed.
It's a routine ball. I mean, it's not egregious. It isn't like some of the worst players ever, but he doesn't give you that bust out of the box unless he thinks it's a double or something. So I'm also sick about him as a leader. Sick of hearing about what a leader is.
Well, you never like that.
Leader of what? Leader of this? If I was him, I'd say, I'm not the leader of this mess. Don't blame me.
Well, he said that already. He said Buxton is. This isn't me.
Yeah.
He tried to say that.
I think they're 31 and 40 now since whatever their that high point of the season. 31 and 40.
Yeah.
That's them. Well, they're not good.
Well, two things that I think are important. One is, you're right, they lack common sense. They are so dictated by decisions made that they don't allow for a change. The other thing is, they are a dumb team. They cannot run the bases to save their lives. They do a lot of dumb things. They are not a smart, disciplined baseball team at all.
And I was letting up on my guy, Tommy Watkins.
Oh, Wim Holm?
Yeah. Sandy Leone, you're going to take a chance with?
It was the greatest.
The guy could have ran the ball in and he would have been out.
Yes.
What was that?
I have no
idea.
What
was that?
It was entertainment.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Tommy was bad the first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
He kind of got a little more conservative, which is good with this collection. And Sandy Leone?
You know what?
Where did the guy have to throw the ball for him to be safe?
Sandy has to stop.
Yeah, yes.
He's got to stop and say,
Sandy,
Tommy,
said, no.
Tommy, love you.
Yeah. Tommy, I know I haven't been here very long, but I'm fat and old and slow, okay?
I'm tired.
Yeah, right. But I think he's going to catch 70% of the games the rest of the way.
Yes, I think he can call a game.
I think Sanchez is.
I don't think he can call a game.
But why are they letting him call a game?
Well, is he getting any help? I don't know about that.
I don't know.
That's what I would need to find out.
I don't know either. But I saw Rocco in the dugout complaining about something, and I think the Mackey was it? And I think it was about pitch selection. I think it was. It struck me as it was pitch selection.
It might have been. Well, Pete is overwhelmed.
Oh, God, Pete.
You see, Pete, he's just got that lost
Pete
look.
Pete has no chance. But
Pete looks like his dog was stolen.
We talked about this before. Someday, I guess, we'll find out why Wes Johnson left. But it wasn't because he had to leave in the middle of the season in order to help with transfer recruits at Louisiana. It was something going on there.
The sinking ship, he said, I am out of here.
I don't think that was it. I think there had to be some.
Or Rocco, I don't know.
I don't know. The front office? I don't know. Well, it's probably the front office.
Like, if you're told a starting pitcher is done at 2:30, and you're a pitching coach, you might say, that's BS.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you got a bad bullpen.
You know what? I got a question for you. I feel like in the era now of being so focused on framing pitches,
yes,
that we don't talk about what we used to, which was the art of actually calling a game.
Yes.
Like, we've never discussed, what's Gary Sanchez's real drawback? Like, what's the problem there? It's not yanking balls around the strike zone. I think his inability to know how to call and work a game is his problem.
Now, one of my problems here, though, is the genius shortstop came in for the big conference. And that's when they ended up starting to throw breaking balls to Max Stassi.
You're right.
You know? So, don't throw him. Just strike him out. Don't mess around with Max Stassi, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
He can hit a home. Let him hit a home run. He hits one every 3 weeks. Okay? Maybe once a month. Mm-hmm. He hits one. Okay. But to walk him, I mean, I know they had a blue pit, but to walk him is one of the biggest crimes. It was Colomé-like, right? It is amazing how this guy is, I mean, I was in love with him. I still am, but they got a They got to make him a two-pitch pitcher. What the hell is he throwing change-ups for? I don't want to change. Try to fool a guy. Change it.
And that's the whole point of him closing is not to have to do that.
Yes. You know what he needs? Yeah, because when he was a starter. Failed starter.
Yeah.
He was a failed starter because they tried to get him to throw four pitches. Yeah, it's... I'd like to say it was fun while it lasted, but it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It never was.
It wasn't.
It was never fun.
The root canal.
Yeah.
It's root canal baseball.
I mean, they you can't deny the one stretch they had was what? I don't know. They had a 19 out of 23 or some damn thing. It was pretty good. But the Vikings are starting up at the right time because people can forget about him completely. Forget about him. They'll be this. I was trying to compare it to a year, and I couldn't really come up with the right one. The 2001 team was before they went in the tank was way better than this. I mean, they were 57-33 one time. That team was pretty good.
Yep.
But they had the same problem. They didn't have enough pitching. But now they don't have enough hitting either, so that's
it. Well, and Kepler is hopeless now.
God almighty.
What's he, 0-27?
0-29, I believe. I think those two strikeouts made him 0-29.
It's not competitive.
No. He came up for the last at-bat yesterday. He knew he was going to strike out. The Twins knew he was going to strike out. Everybody watching on TV knew he, I think, three pitches, right?
Three
fastballs that he couldn't. Yeah, it's brutal. You know what? Somebody said, is he one of the most biggest flops in Twins history? Somebody said on Twitter that, was basically saying it was one of the most overhyped. Well, he was never hyped. He was never like, boy, is he, thought he was going to be good. Thought he was going to be good.
Yep.
But I'd say one of the biggest flops, and I probably wouldn't put him in the top 10 because he had the one great year and he had a couple other years, but his lifetime batting average, I think coming into this year was .233 or something. So
yeah, he's just unplayable now.
Yeah. Now there are some, if they get rid of the shift, that'd give him 15 points on his batting order, but those are ground balls too.
Speaking of that. So, and this is a small thing that I think illustrates that this is a dumb team, okay? I think it was Saturday night. It was late in the game. I want to say Kepler was up. And the first baseman was holding the guy on first.
They stole second.
Second is, so they steal it. Which then, as was pointed out by Perk, allows them to go back into the shift that they want.
I'm wondering if Gordon, that was Gordon, right?
I
wonder if he did that on his own.
He probably did, but the point is, think that through.
Yeah. Well, what you could do is have Hank Conger walk over and to the entire audience say, to everyone in the stadium say, don't run here. We don't want the first baseman playing second base.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a big secret. I don't think that brilliance is one of Nick's, he's done a few things on the bases that if teams ran more aggressively now, he could be the second coming to Disco Danny. but they don't, they don't run as much now. So
there's just a lot of things this team does that are so dumb.
Yeah. And I tell you what. I mean, we were all in on the trades, and I was all in on the trades, and I liked them. But if you get to September and you're not even in it, it's whatever you gave up there turns into a disaster, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they could be eight out on Labor Day.
Well, they're sure trying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Cleveland is, I saw Jim Ingram, who used to cover for the suburban paper, Lake County papers. There, great, very good writer for Cleveland. This was for, I think, Forbes's website or something. But I retweeted it today. But they're the youngest team in baseball, Cleveland, the youngest lineup in baseball, but they pitch good.
Yeah,
they sent out a starting pitcher that. They pitch good.
They've done everything they can to try to lose, and the team won't let them.
No, and now they're trying. Now they're saying, "To hell with it, let's try to win."
Yeah,
you know, one thing they did. Then the Cubs picked him up. They got rid of that strikeout machine, Franmil, who hit a home run for the Cubs yesterday, the day before.
That was a good move.
He strikes out. He's Sano, Junior. Yes. By the way, in our haste to get rid of Miguel and make him have another surgery, you could probably use him now, even though he wasn't hitting against lefties. But God Almighty, they're helpless against lefties. It's like, what's the worst loss of personnel this team has suffered this year? Kyle Garlick.
Yeah, the lefty specialist.
Yeah, I mean, who could have ever imagined Kyle Garlick could be this? I might be over a little over the top this first.
Well, they
15
are
frustrating.
It's
here,
frustrating to watch them.
They are.
It's frustrating, and I have never seen. So you told me a long time ago, one of TK's best attributes was if TK made a decision in the fourth, he thought about how it would impact the game in the ninth, right?
Yeah.
Like he was always two steps down the road.
Yeah.
If you watch this team now, they give no thought. They give zero thought to what they do in the fourth impacts the ninth.
Yeah, or the tenth.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're
late game,
they blow out their bullpen when they don't have to. If you're in a close game. The way they play baseball now, with the putting the guy on second base in the 10th inning, and you're on a road, you got to have somebody to pitch the 10th inning that's got a chance, right?
Yes.
You
got
to have somebody left, and Emilio ain't it. Emilio was good yesterday, though. Big clutch performance there.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. Good for him.
Yeah, yeah. What? They still don't have the guts to release him, huh?
And he is constantly a temptation. He's like a drug, right?
Yeah, but
he's like a drug. He's like, Rocco, don't know.
Yeah, well,
just say no.
Poor Dick and Perky were kind of trying to talk him up a little bit when he came in the other day because he went struck out the first guy, right?
Don't do that to Perk.
Or he got the first guy out, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And then. He's been throwing one, blah, blah, blah. Walk boom, right? Walk boom, wasn't
yes.
it? Yeah. So, yeah. He's given up 10 now, I think. Gave up 16 or 18 last year.
Yeah, Phil gave us the expected stats over an entire season, and it's remarkable.
Yeah.
Of home runs, potentially home runs
allowed.
Well,
I don't know what the relief pitchers are up. They're in the 60s. The relief pitchers combined are in the 60s.
Well, Joe Smith was trying to help him.
Yeah. Joe didn't get picked up, huh?
No.
Duffy ended up a minor league deal with Texas.
He signed with Texas.
That tells you what everybody thought of the stuff they were seeing from Duffy this year, though, that he didn't get a big league job when people are, you know, if he gets him out down there for a few days, he will. But how about Aaron Sanchez? 5 or 6 scoreless yesterday. They might have to try him again.
Is he coming back?
I don't know. But once again, Archie goes 4.
Yeah, you have no faith in him.
No.
Or Bundy. They have zero faith there.
No, but Bundy is competitive.
Yeah.
Archer is, they take him out after 4 even when they don't have to. And the Bundy thing is ridiculous. I bet he can't wait to get out of here.
Yes. Oh, I think he's frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He is. You know,
well, he's got a temper, you can tell.
He's got such a red face, though, it's hard to tell whether...
He's got that southern drawl, though. He's got a temper.
Yeah,
he cannot
be happy with the way he's being used, that's for sure.
I believe his quote the last time he pitched at home, Patrick, post-game, was, there's never a discussion about me staying in.
Mm-hmm.
Which is...
Well, they
close
came over,
player.
Did you see, not the last time, but the time before that, they came over and started congratulating him, and he said, I don't know. I got a hunch you're going to have somebody gets released here this week, though. Maybe Pagan call up some other pitcher. Somebody's going to be sacrificed here. But they got to do something about their hitting, their right-handed hitting. God almighty. They got a bunch of lefties pitching this week against them, too. Who comes in after Kansas City?
Oh, hold on. I got to look.
I can't.
Texas?
I think it is
Texas. Okay, yep. Yeah, they got a bunch of lefties.
Yeah, Texas for off day Thursday, Texas for three.
They'll have to face Martin Perez as a
Declan's
lefty.
Declan's guy.
Yes, he got hammered the other day for first time all year, really.
Yeah, he did.
Got hammered the other day. So
what's our pitching matchups for this series against Kansas City? Is it good?
Don't bet on
Chris Bubbock against Joe Ryan. Greinke, who's just cooked, against Sonny Gray. Daniel Lynch, a lefty, against Malley. So
Malley.
The three are southpaws for Kansas City.
It's hard to tell on Malley. Malley looked really good the other day, but it was the Angels, so who knows.
I think he actually told the skipper, "I'm staying in," too.
Yeah.
I think Rocco came out to pull him, and he said, "No, I don't think I'm going to come out."
Yeah, well, they made it sound like it was that he talked him out of it.
Yeah. You know?
But anyway. Yeah, I texted to Perky a couple times during the game, and he had one comment about 17. Oh, I'll have to look it up and see what I texted him. I said, "You're great. I love it when I'm listening to you, but let's see, where is it? I've been listening. Good work, except just now. 17 straight scoreless innings without allowing a run." And I said, "That was Morneau."
Yeah.
That was right out of the Morneau playbook.
Good, I'm glad you're...
And he responds me, "Oh, no."
Yep.
He at least took a care.
He just has to be careful not to be completely transformed into
right.
a homer.
Fight.
Bramer and every...
Fight the good fight, damn it.
Yep.
Fight the good... You know what's fun? I heard it in the radio. I heard it again on the radio yesterday. I was in the car, and this game was on somewhere. Just a highlight, but the Tampa Bay radio announcer, I don't know who he is, and his partner, are the greatest. They'll rip the hell out of them when they are doing
Provis is good, too,
yeah,
at that,
but,
though.
Yeah, Provis can.
Provis will get really
Provis
mad.
Provis is almost more subtle than these guys are.
Good for them.
Yeah, these guys.
The radio guys are often best.
Oh, yeah, he's terrific. And I don't know what the guy's name is, but I love him because he gets disgusted. And the highlight I heard this time was when Rasmussen lost his perfect game going into the ninth inning. There haven't been many of those, you know. We don't count the one that Galarraga pitched for Texas. I mean, for Detroit, because the umpire screwed that up. Jim Joyce, right? And
yes.
And but there hadn't been one in 10 years. Only been 23.
Mm-hmm.
23 in baseball going back. Wow. I was looking up.
It's today. It's the
anniversary
today.
Yeah. Yeah. And he only had 80 pitches going into the ninth. I looked it up, and the least was 88 in a David Cohn was only 88 pitches. So although in the 1800s, Addie Joyce had one. Joss. Addie Joss. Joyce. Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, I believe. He had 71 pitches.
Wow.
The boys were hacking then. They didn't need all these rules. They went up and started. Plus, you know, I wonder how they were keeping track.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, somebody might have had a drinking a beer and said, how many pitches are there? Two, maybe. I don't know how many. So, anyway.
Mark down three.
So, how'd our Vikes look?
Well, they sat 11 starters, which was fine.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing today is Mon played okay, but some folks are convinced he's the guy now.
That he's the backup?
Yes,
he's 100%.
Yes. And I'm telling you, from what I've seen in practice, yesterday was as close to Sloter as you could possibly get, which is go watch the practices because they weren't the same as that game.
Well, he had bad series and then a decent series?
Yeah, he had about six questionable decisions, two touchdown throws, which is fine. But when the play breaks down, he can scramble. But the question is, can he then make the play?
I read some of your stuff. I think he's going to be the backup.
He might be.
And then they're going to bring in, I don't think Mannion will be on the team.
Oh, I hope not.
Has Slaughter gotten signed yet? Sloter?
No, I think because he got cut by Jacksonville last week.
They maybe don't want to go through. Maybe this administration is smart enough not to bring him in to have to listen to that crap.
Yes, and his dad calling.
Oh, is his dad?
Dad was a from what I've heard behind the scenes, a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's when you need Zim.
Yes, and I think Zim enjoyed telling Dad to buzz off.
Yeah, go bleep yourself. But O'Connell's in big trouble with me again.
Now what?
We had teaching moments. If all the terms, all the modern terms, there was teaching moments.
No, but I mean, you don't like teaching moments?
No, I don't like
There's a lot. I mean, we've got culture.
Yeah.
That to me is one. I didn't know.
Instead of a teaching moment, why don't I say, maybe he learned something when he screwed up.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to get the Zim.
Yeah. Oh, God. Teaching moments. These are adults.
Yeah.
You know, we don't talk.
It's questionable with someone.
Talk teaching moments to third graders who are acting like jackasses, you know, running around and you got to, you know.
Well, they are football players.
You
got to
put them in the corner. Teaching moments. Oh. God, these guys, I would stab myself in the side of the head with a butcher knife rather than cover this team and listen to that crap day after day after day. It would drive me nuts. I listened to as much as I could of the, when I was in a car, of the radio broadcast in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, which is the same
which
as
is TV. All the TV.
Yeah, simulcast.
And the fawning about the great attitude and how they all love each other. And this wasn't Allen. This was whoever the hell was on with him.
Bursich or Lieber?
But Lieber was sitting in. Shut up! It's football! They got to play! It doesn't make any difference if they're playing pranks on each other in the locker room. Who gives a crap? It's football! Jesus, it's just drive.
Snuggy here and there can be fun.
Grow up. Let's be adults here.
Why were you listening to that broadcast?
I just wanted to see what the score was.
You could have pulled out your phone. I would advise you to never listen to a Vikings game.
I don't
on
very
the radio.
Often. I don't very
that
often.
That would be one of my top, like for your blood pressure, that would
when
one
I,
of my top
when
suggestions.
I got satellite on my radio. I will listen to the other team's broadcast.
Oh, sure. There's some good stuff. There's some decent stuff.
When they're playing, I cannot listen to Paul, who apparently received a message from God that the Vikings were going to win the Super Bowl, somebody told me.
Really?
You think God gives
Declan,
him
are you aware of this?
Yeah, that I've heard, yeah. That is a thing.
God, really?
Yeah. God. Do you think God cares? Maybe God likes his new attitude in the locker room so much that he said, let that team win. You know.
Perhaps he put some cash on it.
I don't know. I've been having
tips,
fun. I tell you who looked good this weekend, the Bears.
I watched it.
11 receivers, caught the ball, the Bears.
Did you see who looked really good? One-handed catch, former Viking Tajay Sharp.
How could we ever let Tajay Sharp?
Left-handed catch, pulled it in as he was falling.
And by the way, he might be their number one receiver.
He looked damn good.
I don't think. I think we got to start ripping. Yeah, I've been having a little fun on Twitter with the – I'm nervous, man. The Bears look pretty good to me. And the Packers are terrible.
Yeah. Oh, Jordan Love.
God,
three interceptions.
They got to make him a tight end.
And LaFleur's like, oh, no, you don't understand. Those aren't his fault.
None of them, huh?
Two weren't his fault, according to LaFleur, and one was sort of his fault.
Ooh.
He didn't look good.
Boy, what a draft. No wonder. I don't think Rodgers was peeved because they drafted a quarterback. I think he was peeved because they didn't get him a receiver in a receiver-rich draft.
And he was right.
Yes.
And in this draft, the kid that fell to the Steelers looks fantastic. Second-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
He looks great. He looks freaking awesome, and I don't know why the Packers took that Christian Watson, who I think is on the PUP list right now.
Really? What is he?
The South Dakota State kid.
The South Dakota State kid
who they got in the trade that they made with the Vikings for the draft pick.
Second rounder, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the Pittsburgh kid looks fantastic.
Yeah, I would never take a North Dakota State receiver because they run the ball about 80% of the time,
yep.
But which has a tendency to allow the receiver to get open. But
Trey Lance here for joint practices Wednesday and Thursday.
Really?
We're going to see him. And he's not going to play in the game on Saturday because of that.
How did he look? He played some.
He looked good.
He played some.
I think he played two series and looked good. I hate to admit, I think I watched parts of, if not all, of about six football games this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I have no life.
I watched the Bears for 10 minutes and just to so I could agitate people about how good the Bears looked on Twitter.
It's not hard to do.
No.
Agitating Vikings fans might be as easy as Gopher fans, but I think Gopher fans take it more personally.
I gotta watch Hard Knocks, though, huh? See how crazy Campbell is?
I guess it's great. Tackling to the ground. It looks like 1956,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah. God, the Lions. How do they do it? How do they?
Well, and why do people buy in?
Why do they hire morons?
And people are excited right now. That's Detroit might be really good. The Lions might be great.
First of all, they got Goff playing quarterback. Yep. That, we can start there. I'd have a parade for Kirk Cousins in comparison to Goff.
Yes.
You know, Goff is, you know, terrible. And they don't have any receivers either, do they? I mean, they got
the kid
Saint
they
Brown's
took
brother
in
something.
The first round with the Vikings pick is out because I think he tore up his knee in the national championship game last year. He'll come back eventually, but they would be a fun team to cover. Dan Campbell would be great to cover.
Yeah, probably. Yes. Well, he'll give you a straight answer.
Yes.
Won't he? Unlike.
And full contact practices in 2022 is
even
very
Zim
impressive.
Didn't know that.
No, hell no.
Zim wouldn't even knew that.
Yeah.
Zim didn't want him hitting each other. But supposedly we like our new guard, though. Ingram?
Ed Ingram, yes.
Was he a draft choice?
LSU, second round.
Second rounder.
Yeah, they took him in the second round. I think he was projected like third or fourth round pick.
Okay.
But he looked good.
Right guard?
Yes. And okay. I think he's going to start.
So who's how'd our center look? Did he play?
Bradbury, yeah, the whole starting offensive line played a couple of series.
Did Ingram start at guard?
No,
Davis?
He did not.
Davis did.
Davis did, but I think Ed's going to pass him by. Why did my guy
Reed not play? Injured?
He's hurt. Something's wrong
really?
With him.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't practice late in the week. But the thing about what was intriguing was this Austin Schlottman, the veteran center who had played for the Broncos. He was with the second team and looked good in pass protection.
So
a budding controversy awaits.
Well,
come on.
If that's your biggest problem.
Well, they got a lot of problems, but I mean, I like controversies.
Well, oh, God, yes. Yes, we do. So,
hey, what's wrong with Jerry Kill? Why can't he let this thing go?
Because he called him up and asked him.
No, but I mean,
Shooter called him up and asked him, and he answered.
But it's hilarious because, first of all, the thing about the dunkers where he was asked to do it, agreed to do it, and then the dunkers got heat is hilariously funny.
Yeah, well, it's not his fault, though. He was going to do him a favor.
Yeah.
And who gives a damn if he meets with 80 old white guys?
The whole thing,
who
though,
cares?
It's hilarious.
Who cares? Justin Garden, some other, they all went nuts. Where else would it happen? Who cares? You're going to beat them 56-2. They stink. It's one of the worst. It's one of the five worst programs in FBS football. They're horrible. And who cares? It was to make that into a controversy is just unbelievable. But I, you know, Shooty got him and, you know, asked him the questions and he answered them.
We're not going to dinner. He said a fleck.
Yeah, we're not.
I'm not taking him to dinner.
Not going. Well, are we going to shake hands? And he said, I don't know. I haven't decided. And he said maybe he hasn't decided either. So, I mean, it goes back to – it's not because Fleck replaced Clay's. It goes – I mean, some of it's that, but it goes back to Northern Illinois. They had a little falling out there at the end.
Because Fleck was on Jerry's
staff for 2 years, yeah.
Okay.
And personal stuff. But – Clay's, I mean, most of his most, the most offended quotes that were in there and Shooter's thing was him mad that Clay's got fired.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. Everybody, I've been asked that before. And I said, I like guys when you ask him a question, they answer it, you know. And what does he care? I mean, PR wise, where he's, you know, if he was,
with Jerry?
If he was in the Big Ten somewhere,
yep.
He'd probably want to be more political, but I did like his quote about McKinley Boston apparently scheduled these games.
And what is that? You know how long he's been gone from school?
He scheduled, well, they were here. Didn't they beat him his first game, Jerry?
Yeah, and McKinley was at the game.
Yeah.
But that's how long ago?
Yes, but they scheduled this game back then, apparently.
I know.
And So they got an opener at Nevada, which is pretty good in that league, 5 days before they come up here and get their ass kicked on a Thursday. I don't blame him for being miffed about that.
But why are we scheduling games how many years out?
Well, if you had UCLA and Southern Cal in the nine-team schedule, nine-game contract, you can't. They're going to have to get rid of some of these games, aren't they?
Yes, which I applaud.
Yes, I do, too. I mean, this is
the non-conference,
non-conference schedule this year is an all-timer because, you know, Colorado's here, right? But they're the and one of the Illinois.
Colorado wasn't good.
Eastern Illinois or somebody. Colorado was terrible. Western Illinois, one of those. So, and New Mexico State. So people are going to treat it as a revenge game. Beating, you better beat New Mexico State by 40, right? I mean,
he might get booed here too.
Oh, he will. He will.
Which is hilarious. You know, it was Jerry Soda. You had all the stuff.
They also might have 35,000 people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's New Mexico State, you know. But I'm interested to see the what we're going to have with the Gophers from the 51st rated recruiting class in the country, 13th in the Big Ten. We haven't talked about that much.
No, I think you brought up the fact.
We're kind of talking about the fact that right now we have a highly rated class, as we all do, because as we always do, because we sign all our guys early.
Yes.
Everybody else waits for the good. Everyone else waits for the good ones to make up their mind.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think it was you that talked about, and I think this is the most important thing. There is some urgency now, though, because if you're ever going to get something from
two more years
to win the Big Ten West, which, by the way, you can do, but after that, you're toast.
Yeah, and it's going to be a 16-team conference of one big pile of teams.
Yes.
Which means you're going to have a great year and finish fifth.
Correct.
You know,
that's what I'm...
Instead of having a great year and saying, we're going to the Big Ten championship game.
Right, where you'll get blown out, but at least you get to the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah, probably get blown out. Ohio State. But the Badgers have to go to Ohio State right off the bat. So, I mean, the Badgers are going to... To win the West this year, the Badgers have got two or three they can't win. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Iowa's, I don't know how the hell they do it. Iowa was, that's as mediocre as Iowa can be last year. They ended up winning the thing. So they play here, though. Didn't they kill Iowa like 5-6 years ago? When Kill and Clays were here,
it had to, it would have been here because I think they've only won in Kinect Stadium entire life.
I don't think Fleck has ever beaten the Hawkeyes.
No, he hasn't. But they did beat him up bad here about 8 years ago. I think I thought it was. You know.
Well, yeah.
But they've become now that Fleck has been the master of the Badgers. Now they got to beat the Hawkeyes. So, but the West is. But you know who's excited though and optimistic?
Who's that?
Nebraska fans.
Oh, good for them.
This is going to be the year.
No, it's not. Boy.
You know, last year they were 3-9.
Oh, yep.
3-9.
November 8, 2014, at TCF Bank Stadium, 51-14. The Gophers beat the Hawkeyes. They have not beaten them since in one.
That's when we declared it.
Seven games.
That must have been when we declared it Jerry Soda.
Yep.
Must have been.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now we're going to boo them.
Technically, you know, the polls came out today. Top coaches and USA Today polls. Gophers did receive votes. And if you go in the receiving votes section, they're technically 32nd, I believe, in the coaches poll.
Mm-hmm. We're 32nd.
We're 32nd, baby.
Well, that's... You know, who is the number one? Alabama?
Bama. And the discrepancy here is, or the hot button one here is, so Texas is...
Why are they rated so high?
In same recruiting class. Texas.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with this year.
Right.
A&M had the...
I believe it's the AP poll has them 18th, and in the coaches poll, they are completely unranked.
Texas is?
Yes.
Okay.
But I saw that the betting odds in Vegas are like... They're like the fourth or fifth favorite to win a national championship.
I believe their recruiting class is.
But how many of those guys are going to play? I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not
you know
sure.
Who's in chaos here after all the great years? Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah?
They don't like the new coach already, and they don't have a quarterback.
They're ranked ninth in the AP poll.
Oklahoma?
Oklahoma is, yes.
Who's Ohio State's two or three?
They're two. Bama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, Notre Dame, Texas A&M, Utah, Michigan, Oklahoma, Baylor is the top ten.
Notre Dame plays Michigan early? They play.
Yes. Yeah, they play someone.
They play Michigan a real early. Game, huh?
Yeah.
So. Good.
Well,
I like watching real games.
Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. I do believe that I'm going to be obligated to do a Jerry Soda column here before the game.
Oh, hell yeah.
Better.
Heaping praise on him, I think that'll work, won't it?
Oh, it'll be great. It'll be fantastic. Uh-huh. The Gopher holders will hate you more than they currently do, and they hate you a lot.
I haven't written a sentence about them in a year or so. I just bring up their raid recruiting class every once in a while on Twitter, but we got Chip to handle the column writing duties for the Gophers. So mm-hmm. He's Mr. College Football and does a fine job with it. And
oh, he loves it. He's great.
He's got tremendous contacts with those guys that he covered. He had a good column on Mace, our guy Mace.
And sat down with Mace.
Yeah. He was...
Poor Mace. Oh. Some health problems. I didn't know about fall.
Oh, yeah.
Then the heart issue, heart scare.
Uh-oh, there you go. Robo-calls.
Ignore it. That's somebody
we've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Mr. Royce.
It is potential spam.
Yep. Please provide your social security number.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you want to continue to get your social security benefits, send $2,000 immediately.
Routing numbers. We need that. Mm-hmm. We need everything you got.
As I was saying a couple of weeks ago, that the new one, though, is if you didn't make this charge, call us back or press this button or something like that.
At which we will dump all of your information from your PayPal account.
PayPal,
Mine's student loans, even though I don't have any. But I always get you have a new finance option for your student loans if you'd like to be connected.
Because you were a student, you didn't have any. But
correct.
Do you know what the great thing is now, though? You can ignore everything.
Yes.
So it used to be, we are your credit card company and you are, and now I just say, odds are scam.
Yes. That's what the wife was. I got a call the other day and she said, how do you know that's not somebody? I said, I'm always erring on the side of hanging up.
Of ignoring.
You can get a hold of me some other method. Send a telegram.
If it's really important, you'll find a way.
Yeah, it is. They are smarter than us, that's for sure. These scammers are...
That's why I ignore them.
...are geniuses. So our Lynx, heartbreak, they made that noble run down the stretch. They were 3-13. They got the way back to 14-20. And then the storm came to town for the emotional final home game of Sylvia Fowles.
Yep.
And they were trailing 30-10 at the end of the first quarter. Boy, Cheryl must have really fired them up.
Pour one out for Syl. Why weren't we jacked up for this game?
I don't know. And then they went out to UConn. Not UConn. It used to be all UConn players. Whalen's original team.
Yep.
And they were down 14 at the quarter again. Did you see anything about that game, by the way? The fourth quarter.
No, zero.
What was it?
Yes,
Declan. They're down like 20.
Yeah, they were down.
And
the
guy from UConn takes out all his players.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I was watching this.
The guy from UConn takes out his starters, with about 8 minutes to go, and they cut it to four.
Yeah, they cut it to four.
Before he put them back in.
And then, they were able to pull away. But it was, they were down by 10 for the majority of the game, and then he pulled the starters. And then they made it a game. It was
They up like 14 or 15?
Yeah,
they're
up by 14
them?
Or 15. And then the Lynx cut it to, I think, 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And then eventually they were able to pull it.
I don't know if the Sun had nothing to play for or what.
How is a 14-22 team on the precipice of a playoff position?
Because 67% make it.
This is the National Hockey League circa 1981.
You know who had a bad year? The Fever. I think the Fever lost their last 19. I think the Fever beat us once, though, early. But the Fever lost.
Fever?
Indiana. I think that franchise.
Phoenix had a bad year, too.
Well, yeah.
Players were quitting.
Yeah, and one was in a Russian prison.
Yeah, that's a trouble.
Yeah. That's a problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll hurt you.
That'll set your season back when it's a star player.
But I'll tell you one thing. We might have our flaws as a sports section, but Sylvia's swan song, God Almighty, We didn't give Harmon Killebrew that much pub when he left. When Puck went blind, we didn't give him this as much pub.
This is Ripken and the Baltimore Sun.
Yes.
That's what this is. Thanks to eight.
Yes, that's what it was, Ripken. Yeah.
Kareem in the Los Angeles Times.
Mm-hmm. I guess, and she only spent 40% of her career here, right?
And demanded a trade to get here, too. That's a great thing. Yeah. Told Chicago, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'll retire before I play for you again.
But a future mortician, so I'm all for her, damn it.
That's a really interesting path.
Yes, it is.
It seems risky.
I wonder if the Undertaker conventions are as bawdy as they used to be.
You should find one and go.
It was, my dad would head up for the Undertaker's convention and beat up with his buddy Kenny Malone and a few other guys. And we didn't hear much for about 3 days, but he usually made it home. Undertaker's convention. My mom never accompanied him to the Undertaker's convention.
Good for her.
Yes, right.
You couldn't text dad back then.
No. It was just, you were hoping he showed up alive.
Cell phones have done a lot of good things, but there are some very bad things about cell phones, including the ability of loved ones to track you down.
We have a big crisis in the family, though.
Oh, boy.
My 13-year-old granddaughter, Abigail, got hooked. They hooked her cell phone.
What?
According to her brother, she was caught having 7.5 hours on the cell phone one day, and they hooked it from her.
You're checking with sources now?
Yeah.
Like you can't go right to the parents?
I got sources. But I was wondering why she wanted my iPad when she was over the other day.
I said,
you can have. And then I didn't notice that she didn't have her cell phone.
Of course not. Yeah, I wouldn't. Right.
But we were driving. We drove someplace. We were driving back, and these two teenage girls were next to us, and they had this, even the driver, they had their cell phones and right in the front of their face, you know, going just like this. And even when they pulled away the stop sign, the one was still, the red light was going. And she says, look at those girls. They're on their cell phone, even when they're driving. And it was kind of a lament. I wish I could be on. Yeah, and I didn't know then that she didn't have her cell phone.
Seven and a half in a day?
That's about what I average, to be honest.
Some boys being texted probably, too. It could be a 13, could be a problem.
I don't know about that problem.
I throw it out there.
I
average way too much time.
They had a photo last year of her when they were at the Red Rocks. I tweeted this out. They were at the Red Rocks, Utah, the most beautiful thing in the world.
Yeah, gorgeous.
And she was sitting on a rock looking at her. And this beautiful thing.
Good service.
She was sitting on a rock behind a on her cell phone while you were in the Red Rock Monument Park. She's looking at her cell phone. It is amazing.
Good service plan right there, Pat.
It is amazing how the world is just 100% different because of cell phones.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, our attention spans are gone.
Yeah.
I have no attention span.
No, I don't. You know, it really comes in handy for sports.
Yep,
because there's some games you're just not interested enough to watch, but you want to know how they're coming. I mean, I mostly watched golf yesterday. The Twins drive me crazy. How about the way he won it?
Oh God,
I did not see it.
They're playing 18.
I flipped the Vikings game over to watch this.
They play 18 twice, and they both par each time.
Yeah,
and now they go to 11, which is a little par three, and Zalatoris tries to hit it in the water, and it gets stuck on this stone wall.
Yeah, like between.
It gets stuck on the stone wall that's this wide. It's, ladies and gentlemen, this wide that doesn't go in the water.
Yep.
So all the other guys, Straka has to do is hit it anywhere on the
green.
Yep. Anywhere close to the green and make four. And, or make, you know.
Three.
And
part. Yeah.
Three would win, but four's probably got a good chance to win. He hits it in the water.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So now Zalatoris, after about 20 minutes, decides to go back and to the drop area and and hits it up close and wins it after losing all those playoffs. But Declan, being a skinny guy, is a big Salad Torres fan.
I love him.
How you doing with Cameron? Are you off the Cameron bandwagon?
No, I like Cam.
Now that he's going to the LIV?
Scheffler walking right in front of him on, like, Friday.
Mm-hmm. Saw that, yeah.
As a bleep you.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, and he's resting this weekend. Camus, he was going to play this weekend, but he's been really sore and wants to rest up for the FedEx.
He doesn't want to answer those questions.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, actually. No, I still like Cam.
So Scheffler just walked? What? I didn't see it. What did he do?
The ball was on the green, and he was trying to set up his putt.
Oh, he
and Scheffler walked right in front of him.
Oh, that's a no-no.
That's a no-no.
And he looked up like, what the bleep, and Scheffler didn't care.
Yeah, right.
And he did it on purpose.
Yeah, okay.
Like, that was no mistake.
And not much
I sort of like it.
Not much Cameron can do about it with Scheffler.
No.
Scheffler's 6'3".
But I sort of like golf hate.
Oh, I love
Sports
it.
Sports hate is so much fun.
This is going to be unbelievable, though. I mean, if these guys, when these guys end up at the same tournaments together.
Oh, yeah. It'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it isn't the greatest thing in the world for them to, you know, Zalatoris is fine. In fact, he's made more money than anybody else in a year without winning before he won this time.
And he's first in the FedEx, I think, now.
But this other guy. It's not the greatest thing in the world that this other guy's got a chance to win at one of your big events.
Right.
Straka, he missed 8 straight cuts or something?
Yeah, that was...
So it was kind of a weird guy. But, it was a great playoff because it was... the last playoff hole was, what the hell are you doing over there, fellas?
Yeah.
You know, hit it on the green.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was good. I missed the Scheffler controversy. I didn't read about it. I guess I was too
Twitter busy. Was all had like screen grabs constantly.
Okay,
GIFs, whatever.
I was too busy swearing at the Twins all weekend. So
I just like the fact that the grandkid got you. That's a brilliant move. Go to Grandpa. Can I use your iPad? Of course you can, sweetie.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Bang. Just completely undercuts the parents.
Yes,
that's a great move.
Great move.
Yeah, she does.
Veteran play of the line.
She's
it's very Kirk-like, too. It's very, like,
I did something else, and...
And you're not really a fault. It's not your fault, because you were told.
The wife gave me hell about it. I did something else. I gave her something, money.
I feel on this one, it's not your fault unless you're told.
I gave the granddaughter something. She says, you never say no to her. And I said, well, that's
why it's a grandkid.
That's why they're on the, that's why they're there, right?
Exactly right.
You know, if you need something, unless they're trying to drown each other, then you got to step in.
Hey, don't drown the kid.
They have come up with a great game, though, in the pool. I can't play it, but they put a bottle cap in the pool.
Okay.
And it goes down to the bottom. Right. It goes down to the bottom.
Yep.
Then it starts floating up. And you sit there and peer at it. And then they jump in to see who can grab the bottle.
Oh,
cap.
Wow.
Oh, it sounds like collision.
Cap. Yeah.
That sounds like a potential head-on-head collision.
It's just like a Coke bottle cap. It's like this. Just a little
can
bottle
cap. Can I ask a question
cap,
about that?
It comes up in the pool.
Right? Are we sure that wouldn't go into like a drainage thing, though, where it could cause Grandpa some problems?
Yeah, but. Yeah, but they.
You don't need more problems in that pool.
They don't leave it laying down there. They get it out.
No, I know, but let's say it just starts to float sideways or something.
Well,
they collide,
supposedly
bang.
Somebody will catch it before it gets there.
I'm just concerned about your pool.
We got the only thing we got in the skimmer. We got a frog every time I open it. We're getting the frogs in there, which is good. I like frogs.
I don't like frogs.
You know what is back this year?
It's what grossed me out.
On the lawns.
What's that,
Declan? You got a lawn or you an
apartment? No, I'm an apartment.
He's up in an apartment. Yeah.
We got locust this summer. Have you noticed
that? I got dead grass. I know that.
Yeah. Have you noticed? We got locust.
No.
The grasshopper. We haven't seen them in years. They're back.
Welcome
They're
back.
They're all over.
Mosquitoes have been terrible this year, too.
Really?
They have.
We haven't had many.
I've had no mosquito problems.
I've had some.
Knock on wood.
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
One thing is I never stay out at 9 o'clock. I don't go outside.
Dawn sits outside and... I don't think
the heaters
gets bit. Oh, yeah, the smokes.
The smokes. Well, they're coming near that.
She took one of our doggy bowls and used it as an ashtray.
God bless her.
And I just said, okay, let's just make that an ashtray then.
What a woman.
I said, let's make that an ashtray. She was going to clean it up and give it back to the dog. I'm like, the dog doesn't need that now.
I love that play.
Yeah, the smoke.
Bravo, Don.
All right. Hey, I see you're doing the film study now.
I did a little film study.
That's
on
good.
Mond. I went back and watched his throws. Bond.
You're not doing the whole game.
No. I don't have that 22. Type of patience. No. I went back and watched his throws.
How do you get all 22?
You subscribe to the NFL's website, and then I think a couple days after the game ends, they provide the game itself again, but then the coaches film. Mm-hmm. And according to Seifert, there is now, and I'm not joking, Seifert told me there is now an all 29 so that you can also watch the officials within the frame.
Really?
So they pulled out even more.
They want to see which officials screw up.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can actually scout the officials along with the play.
You know what I heard in the 4 minutes that I listened to the game yesterday? We're going to have a...
Intentional decision?
We're going to have... we're going to have more contact. With
illegal contact.
I don't approve. That's what we need, an excuse to throw more flags.
We're going
to
get a lot more flags.
What is wrong with you people? You know, always err on the side of not throwing a flag.
They love to do this, Pat.
I know.
And they'll do it for 6 weeks, and then they'll stop.
Yeah. Well, as soon as they make a fiasco out of it, right?
Yes. And fans will complain, and then they'll stop.
Well, good. I'm complaining ahead. I'm beating the curve. I'm playing it. I'm complaining
Declan,
ahead of time. All right. Twins, go out there and boo them, okay? They're killing us there. They're killing us. It could have... This could have led to something, and it's leading to disaster.
Whoa.
Goodbye.
You've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
Your dog is more than just your bestie with the cutest face ever. Get to know them on a genetic level with Embark Vet. Developed by veterinarians and PhDs, Embark screens for more than 215 genetic health risks across more than 350 breeds. It's top-notch science for your top-notch pup. Go to EmbarkVet.com and use promo code DNA, that's DNA, to get $60 off an Embark Breed and Health Kit or Purebred Kit with free shipping. That's promo code DNA to save today.